Episode 47. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Programming languages have a lot of operators, more than most calculators anyway. Do you know what they are? Did you know there's an order to them? This episode explains precedence, associativity, and evaluation order. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. Let's say you have a local integer variable that you want to assign a value like this. Int I is assigned 2 plus 3 times 4 minus 5. This is called a compound expression because there's more than one operator involved. First, there's the assignment operator. Now, I don't count this operator when classifying something as a compound expression or not. At least that makes sense to me, but I could be wrong about that. The important thing I wanted to explain is the part after the assignment operator. I'm going to take a short detour here to explain operators and how many operands they need. Then I'll come back to the compound expression. In C++ and in many other languages, you have unary, binary, and ternary operators. A unary operator takes a single operand. The pointer dereference operator is a good example of a unary operator. It looks just like the asterisk used in multiplication, but when applied to a pointer, it means to take the value that the pointer points to. It just needs a single pointer variable to work. A binary operator requires two operands, the addition, multiplication, and subtraction operators, which are the plus, the asterisk, and the minus symbols, are all binary because they need two values to work. You can't multiply just a single number. Notice how the asterisk symbol is used for both dereferencing pointers and for multiplying numbers. This happens sometimes, and the meaning of the symbol needs to be understood from how it's being used. There's a single ternary operator that needs three operands. This is the conditional operator and uses two symbols between the three operands. It expects the first operand, which will be tested for true or false, followed by a question mark symbol, then an operand that will be returned if the first test was true. Then it uses a colon symbol before the third operand. The third operand is what will be returned if the first test was false. You use this operator when you want to quickly select one of two values based on whether or not another value is true or false. And finally, there's a function call operator that can take any number of operands. This operator uses the parentheses with the method name before and outside of the parentheses and all of the parameters that will be passed to the method inside the parentheses. Each parameter is separated with a comma. So in total, you have operators that require 1, 2, 3, or an unlimited number of operands. Okay, so back to the statement. You have code that assigns a value to an integer called I like this. Int I is assigned 2 plus 3 times 4 minus 5. What value will be assigned to I? If you just evaluate everything from left to right, you get 2 plus 3, which is 5, then multiplied by 4 gives 20, then subtracting 5 gives 15. But that's not what happens. The reason is that the multiplication has a higher precedence than addition or subtraction. So when you want to evaluate 2 plus 3 times 4 minus 5, you need to multiply 3 times 4 to get 12. You can then think of the expression as 2 plus 12 minus 5. The value 12 is more than just a convenient way to think about this. The compiler will create a temporary variable to hold the value 12. Actually, since all the values involved, 2, 3, 4, and 5, are constants known at compile time, then the compiler will most likely perform the calculation at compile time and just replace everything with an assignment of the final value. As it turns out, both addition and subtraction have the same precedence level. They also have an associativity of left to right, so that means the addition will be performed first, followed by subtraction. So 2 plus 12 is 14, and then subtracting 5 gives 9, and the value 9 gets assigned to the local integer variable I. You can control the precedence by putting parentheses around parts that you want to perform first. This works because parentheses is just another operator with a very high precedence. When it's used like this, it's not the function call operator. Let's say that you wanted to make sure that the 2 gets added to the 3 first. Put parentheses around the portion of the expression that says 2 plus 3. This will give you 5, which will then get multiplied by 4, which results in 20. And then the expression becomes 20 minus 5. The final answer is 15. You don't have to just use parentheses to change the precedence. Sometimes it makes your code easier to read if you put parentheses around parts that would have had the same precedence without the parentheses. Technically, these parentheses are redundant, but they can add value, especially to us human programmers, by stating explicitly what we want to happen. I'll explain what happens if you have methods instead of simple integers right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit TakeUpCode.com to begin. As a special bonus for joining TakeUp Code like the sponsor message just described, I'll make sure that you get an email with all the C++ operators in an easy-to-read chart that you can refer to anytime you need. This chart will be ready within a few days after this podcast episode is released. Instead of simple numbers, what if the earlier example called methods instead? What I mean is, if you have code that says, int I is assigned method A plus method B times method C minus method D, then what happens? This is almost the same as int I is assigned 2 plus 3 times 4 minus 5. All I did was replace the integers with calls to methods A, B, C, and D. You already know that because of operator precedence, this code will multiply the result of method B with the result of calling method C. This creates a temporary variable just like before. You don't have access to this temporary variable by name, but it will exist. Because these are methods that can return any value at runtime, the compiler can't optimize them away like he can with constant integer literals 2, 3, 4, and 5. The addition and subtraction will also be done just like before. The only difference is that the methods have to be called first. This makes sense because how can you add something when you don't yet know what to add? You know that the methods will be called before performing the multiplication, addition, and subtraction. But what about the order that the methods themselves will be called? This is called the evaluation order and is up to the compiler writers to decide what's best. That means you can't rely on any particular evaluation order that the methods will be called. You have the same issue when calling a method with the method call operator. If you're calling other methods to get the values to be passed as parameters to a method, then you can't rely on any particular order that each operand will be evaluated. All you know is that all the parameters will be evaluated before the method will be called. This is important because you need to be careful that you don't write the methods so that they affect one another. If method A changes a member variable or a global variable that method B also uses, then will method B get the previous value, or will it get the value after method A is done? You don't know. And writing code where you don't know the result is bad. Maybe it'll work just fine initially, and your program will continue to grow as you add more and more features. Maybe a year or more will go by, and this piece of code will be long forgotten. Then one day you need to upgrade your compiler to a new version and don't have time to run through all your tests, so you perform some basic tests, and when everything looks good, you release the new version of your program to your customers. Within a couple days, you start hearing reports about strange behavior, and it doesn't make sense. Why would part of your program suddenly break that's been working just fine? Because the new compiler decided it was better to call method A and method B in a different order. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.